You're listening to SBS News.
Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa used his inauguration speech to try to set himself apart from his dictator predecessor, Robert Mugabe.
I'm your listening president, a servant leader.
He may have been welcomed with drums and cheers, but he isn't without critics. United States observers questioned the democratic process during the election. Allegations of vote rigging abound, and violent crackdowns fueled frustration from citizens and opposition parties. For those who have left the country, there are mixed feelings. Kuda Mangoma's father was a founder of the main opposition party, MDC, or Movement for Democratic Change. He left the country in 2009 when threats of violence against the opposition became too much.
It'll be 43 years with the same party, so the same party that's put the country into a lot of positions of vulnerability and difficulty is the same party that's now saying they're going to get us out of it, and I'm very cynical of that.
Many Zimbabweans live in Australia on protection visas because of dangers at home. And after six deaths during an army crackdown on opposition activists, some question whether anything has changed. Keith Tapawanashe came to Australia from Zimbabwe on a student visa, but was granted a protection visa after his mother was attacked for helping opposition soldiers.
For starters, we didn't have a free and fair election. Everyone was expecting for change, but what has happened with the Zimbabwean situation is only the going away of Mugabe, but the Mugabeism is still there.
But some are confident changed leadership will give the country a new life. Margot Jassat was born in Zimbabwe but moved to Australia with her husband.
We are absolutely thrilled and delighted that there is a new government, there is a new president. There will be change, and hopefully our new president will have the backing of the international community.
There is a new push for economic investment, which many hope will give Zimbabwe a chance to rebuild itself. Many of those changes will hinge on whether international sanctions will return. The only certainty is the world will be watching closely to see whether the president follows through on his promises. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.